When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Authentic influencers. Hello, hello. We are in episode 112, and you are in for a very special treat. I'm so excited. Today, we're doing something that we have never done before. So if you like this, please leave us a review. Let us know. Tell us in our Facebook group that you want to hear more episodes like this one, because we would love to share some of the things that we have inside our community. So for those of you who have not heard, we have just launched a brand new community called The Academy. What is inside The Academy? Well, let me tell you. Inside The Academy, we go through every step of the authentic influencer roadmap. And through this roadmap, this is the roadmap that is going to take your business from not doing so good. Maybe you're feeling a little spammy. Maybe you're feeling like, this really isn't the way that I want to build my business, or you're just not seeing results, to be able to build a purpose-driven, heart-centered, profitable business. And I'm so excited to walk you through the whole steps through this, through the Academy. If you want to learn more about the Academy, you can go to socialtenacitytraining.com. Get all the deets over there. But what I have for you today is I actually have one of our courses that we have inside the Academy. I want to share it with you on a podcast. How fun is this? So today we're going to be talking about why people don't set goals. We have a whole lesson, I guess I should say module. No, it's more of a course. We'll say course. We have a whole course that's all about goal setting, because most of the time we set our goals wrong. We are, you know, we hear all of those, like, you got to set the SMART goals. You got to have it needs to be measurable. It needs to be like all of these different things. And really, it comes down to we're not setting goals right. And we may be putting limitations on ourselves because we feel like we have to reach this goal right now. You know, like, I remember when I was in network marketing, that like when I was first getting started, I had a goal that I wanted to hit director, and my goal is to hit director in a year. And it was a goal that I was, I really wanted to hit it, but I didn't really know how I was going to do it. And it was measurable. Like, I knew what it took to become director. I knew when I wanted to hit it. Like, I had all of those things, but I didn't really have a way to actually do it. And so I was trying all of these different ways, and I found like it really just didn't work as well as I wanted it to. And that's one of the biggest reasons why people just don't set goals, because they set them, and if they don't hit them, like, have you ever set a goal and then you just don't do it? Like, maybe you have a goal of, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by Christmas, which is a horrible time to set goals like that, right? Because there's so much good food. But you have that as your goal, and then Christmas comes and you don't hit it. Then you're like, see, I can't do this. And then we start going on to all this negative self-talk. Well, because we do this, like, that's another reason, like, we just don't set goals. And so setting goals is actually something that, when you do set goals and you set them the right way, that it's going to show you how you can actually achieve the things, anything that you want to do, and how to set realistic expectations. I think that's another big thing, like, especially like one of the lies or myths that we are sold in when we get into our network marketing business is we are sold that on this idea that it's easy, that in 3 months we're going to be millionaires, or that we're going to retire our husband, or whatever your big goal is. Your upline's going to tell you, yeah, you totally can do that in an unreasonable amount of time. People think that they can say that, oh yeah, if you just work hard enough, you're going to be able to get it. And that really isn't always the truth. So hopefully for those of you who have set goals and failed, I'm raising my hand, I'm right there with you. that you've done things that you keep trying at and it just doesn't quite work, well, it's probably because you are following one of these things of why people don't set goals. And I'm going to help you see the light and understand why we don't set goals, because if we understand why we don't, then it's going to help us when we do set goals, how to actually set goals that help. So I am going to dive right into this training straight off the presses from the new academy. Again, if you have not checked it out, go to socialtenacitytraining.com. And here we go into why people don't set goals. We're going to talk today about why people don't set goals. The goal of this video is that you are going to understand the importance of goal setting and how we can really start achieving them. But before we dive into that, let's just talk about goal setting. If goal achievement is automatic, why do so few people have clear, written, measurable, time-bound goals that they work towards each day? If we know that in setting goals, that if we set this goal and we have that it's clear, it's written, it's measurable, it's time bound, all those things, we work towards it every single day that we're going to achieve it and it's automatic, why do people not do that? Because that's really what goal setting is all about, and that's what you're going to be learning throughout the next 3 weeks in this course. I believe that there are four reasons why people don't set goals, and we're going to dive into what those four reasons are. So the first reason is goals aren't important. People don't realize really how important goals are. And maybe if you grew up in a home where no one really talked about their goals, they didn't discuss them, they didn't talk about how to set them, it's going to be a little bit harder to know how to achieve them because it's not something that you were like exposed to growing up, right? And if it isn't emphasized, then it's not something that you're going to do. So I want you to think, like, from the time you were born up until now, the things that were really emphasized in your life, maybe it was religion, maybe it was like family values, like all of those things that were emphasized, those are the things that you hold dear and things that you do and things that, like, this is how it's everything's going to be working and going on, right? And so if goals are something that wasn't emphasized, it's not something that we are automatically going to do. So I want you to think, how many of your friends or family members are clear and committed to their goals? If you are not surrounded by people who are committed to their goals, it's going to be a lot harder for you to say, okay, I'm going to do that. That's why being a member of the academy and being around people who are committed to their goals, they say, this is what I'm going to do, and they work towards it every day. It's so important because you are creating this community of people. You're surrounding yourself by people who want to be high achievers, who have ambitious goals, and they're working towards them. The second reason why people don't set goals is because they don't know how. Maybe you don't know how to set them in the first place. You know that we know about the SMART goals and all these different things, but if you are just setting goals and you're, even if you're writing them down, but you don't ever look at them, your goals are probably not really going to happen. Most people think that they have goals, but in reality, what it really is just a series of wishes or dreams. Like, I want to be happier, or I want to make more money. And that's my goal, is to make more money. But that's not really a goal. That's really a dream. A goal is different from a wish. It's clear, it's written, it's specific, and most important, it can be measured. So if your goal is, hey, I want to make more money, it's, I want to be able to make $5,000 a month by the end of next year. So, and then I'm going to write that out. So it's measurable. I have the amount. It's specific of when the due date is. And then I can start making a list of how am I actually going to achieve that. The third reason that we don't set goals is because we have a fear of failure. What if we don't reach our goals, right? It is emotionally and oftentimes financially painful when we fail. And so our brains want to keep us safe. Our brains don't want us to fail. And so if we just don't ever set goals, then we can't fail. And then life is just hunky-dory. But that actually isn't true. We have all had experiences from time to time where we have failed. And each time we resolve to be more careful, we are going to avoid failure in the future, right? But what this does is it actually sabotages us. Many people then make the mistake of unconsciously sabotaging themselves by not setting goals, so that way they can't fail. This makes them function far lower than what's truly possible for themselves. And so if we don't ever set goals so we can't fail, we're always going to stay at that lower level. We are never going to become that best version of ourselves. We are never going to continue to progress to really see what it is that we're made of. And the last reason why people don't set goals is because they have a fear of rejection. People are afraid that if they set a goal and they're not successful, that people are going to criticize or ridicule them. This is one of the reasons why you can keep your goals confidential. So when you set your goals, it's not that you have to tell the whole world, hey, this is my goal that I want to make six figures in my third year network marketing. Because you're going to get those naysayers, you're going to get the haters, and it's going to be a lot harder for you to achieve them. I do think it's important to let people who are very close to you, like I say very close, like your spouse, if you have a business partner, make sure that they're on board with what your goals are, but that's probably it. I mean, if you're here inside the academy, of course we want you to share your goals with us because that's a safe place, because we're going to help you achieve those. You don't have to worry about fear of rejection from us. We are here to help you. So even if they are big, huge goals that people are think you're crazy, that that's your goal, that's actually what we want because that's what we can help you thrive on. So really what it is all about is letting others see what you've accomplished, and we don't tell them in advance because then we can skip all that rejection. Then it's kind of like you see people who have accomplished these amazing things and you're like, oh my gosh, like the success just landed in their laps. Like it's just an amazing thing. And really, you don't see all of the hard work and all of the failure and all of the things that happened prior to like their big moment where they've made it. And it's going to be the exact same way for you. You are going to push through things that are hard. You're going to fail. You're going to feel the rejection. But know that you're here in a safe place and we're here to help you through that. And you have to just learn to love failure. Because when you learn to love failure, when things don't work, it actually gives you data so that way you know how to change things in the future. And the big secret that people don't tell you is happiness requires goals. Happiness is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal or goal. So when we are progressing, when we are trying to achieve something, that's when we find true happiness. You feel truly happy when you are making progress, step by step, day after day, towards something that is important to you. Goals give you a sense of meaning and purpose. It's a clear sense of direction. As you move towards your goals, you are going to feel happier. You're going to feel stronger. You are going to have a bigger sense of self-worth because we're moving slowly day after day towards your goals. Goals enable you to ensure that the changes that you're making in your life, that they are self-determined and self-directed. That is the best way if you are looking to build confidence, if you are looking to, how can I increase my self-worth, right? Our worth is something that's set, like it can't really be changed, but the way we perceive our worth can. And when you set goals and you are achieving those goals, that is how you can improve the way you see your self-worth because it's self-determined and it's self-directed. You are the one that is making the change. You really hold the key. Goal setting is so powerful that the very act of thinking about your goals actually makes you happy. It's something that changes in our brain that if we aren't happy and we think about our goals, this goes back to everything we've talked about in the Magic Morning, that when we are visualizing and we're thinking of the person we want to become and we're thinking of the things that we want to accomplish, it actually is going to make you a happier person. Even before you have taken the first step of achieving your goals, you're going to be happier. There is no greater guarantee for a long, happy, healthy, and prosperous life than for you to continually work on achieving your goals. How amazing is that? Just that one thing is awesome. So goals are the key to our happiness. So are you ready to have a more happy and really a better life? That's what we're going to dive into this course over the next 3 weeks, and I'm super excited to walk you through this process. So if you loved that training and you want to know more about how you can either one, get more help on goal setting, or you just want to check it out and see what the Academy is all about, go to socialtenacitytraining.com. You can have all the details there. The best thing about the Academy is you get one marketing strategy from my team every single month delivered right to your door with a step-by-step. This is exactly how you are going to do this marketing strategy, how to implement it. Most of all, take action and get things done in your business. Because just think what your business would look like if every single month you were taking action and you were doing something that you knew would work. This is not message 20 people a day. This is not, I just gotta quote unquote, get my name out there. This is real strategy that is working in real business right now, right this second, delivered straight to your door with step-by-step guide on exactly how to do it. Doesn't that sound dreamy? It sounds dreamy to me. So that is what you get inside the Academy as well. So go check it out at socialtenacitytraining.com, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.